This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel has agreed to pause military operations in part of North Gaza for 4 hours a day. The U.S. State Department on Thursday said there will be two humanitarian corridors allowing people to flee the north.
There will be two humanitarian corridors allowing people to flee the areas of hostilities in the northern part of Gaza. The first such corridor opened between 4 and 5 hours every day for the past few days has already enabled many thousands of people to reach safer areas. The second route along the coastal road will enable many more thousands to reach safer areas in the south.
The State Department deputy spokesman Vandana Patel told reporters that Rafah crossing on Thursday was also open for aid trucks to enter and foreign nationals to depart.
Red Cross, are you there?
Israeli protesters urging the Red Cross to protect hostages.
We're here tonight to call for the International Red Cross to do its job. The International Red Cross was founded on providing humanitarian medical relief for both sides of the conflict and needs to more powerfully advocate to reach the hostages.
UN Chief Antonio Guterres reiterated his condemnation of the acts of terror committed by Hamas against Israel and called for the unconditional return of all the hostages. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Portugal's president on Thursday dissolved parliament and called for an election on March 10th after Prime Minister António Costa resigned over a corruption investigation. Costa quit Tuesday after being embroiled in a corruption probe into